Hi, Channel 9. Today I would like to introduce you to Chris Large. Is it Chris or Christopher?
Chris,
because we're chummy like that. That's yeah. How we do it. And today we're going to talk about the FizzPop Design Challenge. But first, let's talk about FizzPop. What is it besides a really cool name for a website? Right?
Thanks, Laura.
I'm sure you get the references all the time.
We do. FizzPop is a contest that we ran for the last 2 years. Last year we did it both in person, so we had a 7-city tour across the U.S., where we had agencies come and compete in front of a live audience. And then we also had the FizzPop Online Challenge.
Compete with what?
Essentially competing over a challenge statement and coming up and seeing how they could use Microsoft technologies to meet that challenge statement. An example would be, what could the Chicago, this is a bad example because we lost it, but Chicago, what could we do with Microsoft technologies to help Chicago really host the Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
Another example is we went down to Austin and the challenge was how could the city of Austin leverage Microsoft technologies to make Austin a greener place.
So any technology, what if I wanted to create a Silverlight app? And could that be an entrance? Could that enter into your challenge?
Actually, Silverlight is one of the required technologies that you
Glad
need to
hear
use
it.
For the FizzPop challenge. Some of the other ones that are obviously important are the Microsoft web platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had great, you know, with the recent release of the web platform installer, the web application gallery, that's really helping people develop websites. Also the expression tools,
mm-hmm.
and we can talk more about how people could use that. But we really want people to create interactive websites, incorporate things like video, things to really make it exciting to help achieve the goals of the Boys and Girls Club of America.
So what won last year?
That's a bad question because I don't know that offhand. So the way it works is we had seven contests that culminated in one finals event, and
mm-hmm.
we had the top three people. I'm blanking on who won it, and I'm in big trouble for that.
That's
we'll
okay.
We'll have to make sure we tell people about
that's
that.
That's okay.
But, it was really exciting, and there the challenge was around Austin and going green and how they could be greener, and it was phenomenal. We had probably 300 people in the room, and they were all ecstatic with the results and what they saw and what Microsoft technologies could do.
Great, cool. So now you're doing it again this year, and you've
yep.
partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of America.
Yep.
How did that come about? Did you have a partner last year? Was there a charitable sponsor as well?
No. So, again, we did it last year. We wanted to raise the bar, and three elements really came into play that made it really exciting this year. The first one is Boys and Girls Club of America. They, you know, we have a longstanding relationship over the last 10 years. Robbie Bach is on their board. John Roskell, who's the head of marketing in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
has a relationship
mm-hmm.
with King County. So they needed a site redesign. What a better way to get some of the top agencies and
sure.
partners going out there to show their talents and what they could do with Microsoft technologies to help the Boys and Girls Club achieve
Excellent.
Their mission. The second thing that really came together is we've had a very good relationship with the Webby Awards,
mm-hmm.
and also they have a group called IATIS, which is the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences. We wanted to up-level this, so they're really helping promoting it to the people that submit to the Webby so that we could get a larger audience of people contributing their ideas and their best practices.
Cool.
So that
Anyone can enter. What other requirements are there? So you need to use Silverlight.
It should be built on the Microsoft web. Really, you know, you should think about the fact that if you went to deploy this, it would be using the Microsoft web platform technologies. We list some other technologies, and if you actually look on the site,
mm-hmm.
for example, using smooth streaming and IAS media services
great.
Would be a great way for you to add some excitement to the site. Then also there are things like IE8 accelerators. You have web slices. You have accelerators. If you're thinking about making a site rich and really trying to retain visitors and getting people coming back to your site,
mm-hmm.
it's a great way to do it. So the only required technologies are, I'm sorry, Silverlight, and also that it's on the web platform.
And now, at the end, the winner, is their design actually going to be the site that all of the world sees when they hit up Boys of America, Boys and Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Clubs of America?
So the way it works is we have a deadline of February 19th that people have to submit a 10-page PDF, which outlines how they would use Microsoft technologies, sort of screenshots of what it would look like. What we're going to do is pick three finalists. Those three finalists are going to be flown out to Mix on our dime.
Yep.
And
I'll be there.
Yes. They're going to compete in front of a live audience on the first day of mix. So we're going to do something from 5:30 to 6:30.
Yeah.
There are only going to be 100 spots, so fight for it. Make sure
fight
you
for
come.
It. Fight for it with love.
There will be food and drinks, too. Great way to wrap up the day. We have a great panel of judges that will actually judge it. The winner of that will win the $50,000.
Great.
The winner will, so first of all, they'll get the check.
Yeah.
They'll get the check. The second thing
might
is they're going to win two seats to go to the Webby Awards. So we're going to fly two people out to actually be.
Where are the Webby Awards?
In New York City. It's
when
part of
the
Internet.
Webby Awards?
I think it's June
Mark
7th
this
through
on my calendar.
June. Yeah, we can probably get you a pass. June 7th through the 14th, and it's the last day of Internet Week is when the Webby Awards are.
Awesome.
And so, should be exciting.
Very cool. So this is sort of your call to action. We're asking you guys out there to go to fizzpop.com, read up on all the requirements and the details of what you want to do, and enter. Submit your 10-page PDF.
Yep.
For your basically it's a site redesign.
Yep.
For Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And how many people are actually going down to Vegas?
We're going to fly three teams, so three finalist teams down there.
And that's where you'll announce the winner.
Yep. And so going back to what you had said, you need to be work for a corporation. So your corporation's going to have to give you approval to work on this. And the second thing is really somebody who's more in the United States.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Chris. This is awesome. And we'll keep you posted on who the winners are from Mix. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.